Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show, where we cover all the latest NFL news and action from around the league. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're having a great run being back with Blog Talk Radio. I can't say thank you enough. Go to EndZoneBlog.com, check out our updates, add us on Twitter. We also have an Instagram, too. So just thank you guys for listening every day. And let's talk about some football. We're going to start with Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack is the reason why the Chicago Bears will control the NFC North for the next couple of years. You know, football is a team game, but there's no doubt that the superstars on each roster have to live up to that role. For the Chicago Bears, Khalil Mack is the guy that's leading the charge. And what a year he had after being shipped out to the Windy City. Mack dominated from start to finish and was one of the most intimidating defenders in the entire NFL. The 27-year-old carries the torch well, and it takes so much game planning to limit his impact. Offensive coordinators have to double-team Mack with running backs and tight ends just to give their offense some hope. Somehow, the former Raider was still able to rack up 12.5 sacks, which is the fourth consecutive year of at least 10 sacks for Mack. Ryan Pace made a smart decision by trading two first-round picks to get the elite pass rusher. It was risky because Mack could have got hurt, but he's been able to exceed expectations up to this point, especially when you take into consideration that the Bears took the next step and became a playoff-caliber team again. There's also a lot of excitement in the sense that the NFC North runs through Chicago from here on out. That wouldn't be the case if Pace didn't roll the dice, and you better get used to seeing number 52 flying off the edge. Seems like Mack is consistently overpowering offensive linemen. If you don't get a full body on him, it's almost a guaranteed sack. He also forces a lot of fumbles, so quarterbacks have to make sure the football is always secure. The last phase of Mack's game is his ability to defend the run. You have to love his film because he does a great job of disengaging blockers and bringing down the ball carrier. All these abilities translate into a superstar athlete, and Khalil Mack is going to anchor the Bears for years to come. So Khalil Mack, he gets traded from the Oakland Raiders. Oakland gets two first-round picks for the Chicago Bears. But Chicago gets Khalil Mack, who is, a defensive player of the year caliber of athlete. So he comes into this team, and he completely revamps them. And it's not just Mack. You know, they got Leonard Floyd. They have Danny Trevathan. They have Akeem Hicks. So they have a lot of good players, and Eddie Jackson too, that also contribute. But Mack is the guy who's at the forefront of everything. He's the alpha dog of that group. He's the guy that has to be more consistent than everybody else, because the Bears are depending on him moving forward. And to be honest, I believe he's the best defender in that division. I think, you know, with him anchoring down that defense for the next, you know, however long, you know, 5 years, they could be right up there dominating, especially if they can keep the other players around him to the point where they're just as frightening as they were this past season in the future. I just, you know, I can't say enough good things about Khalil Mack. You know, when you get traded like that, you know, there is risk. You know, he could get hurt, and then Ryan Pace would be facing so much backlash from the fans. You know, he could have flopped too. Khalil Mack could have had a bad year, but that wasn't the case at all. Completely lit it up to start the season off. And it's not just the sacks. He strips the football. He had an interception. I think he took the interception to the house too. I think it was against the Packers. Maybe even like week one or one of the, you know, first couple weeks he did that. But just a great, great player, a defender that, you know, helps the Bears defense impose their will on their opponents. And really, like I said, they're going to be the top dog in that conference as long as that defense is just taking it to teams. You know, these quarterbacks, they don't have any time to drop back at all. And, you know, Mac, as far as him individually, this guy is just overpowering. You know, I think it was Riley Reiff. He one arm, not even two arms, just one arm dropped this guy flat on his back. I'm pretty sure it was Riley Reiff. He owned a few people. He was flopping offensive linemen on their back like it was nothing. And it's rare that you just see a guy that is just obliterating NFL talent. You know, he's a cut above these guys that are already the best in the world. And it's been a while since I've personally seen such a big gap between NFL athletes and one player. That's how good Khalil Mack is, just a dominant player. He got a little banged up at one point in the season. I think he missed a game, maybe two games. But, you know, nothing too major. And as long as he's healthy, we know he's going to bring it. You know, John Lynch, I get why John Lynch let him go, because he had to acquire those two first-round picks and kind of set himself up for his own reign as an NFL head coach. He needed to get his guys in that fit his system and everything like that. But, man, the Raiders lost such a key player. But the Raiders' situation was a little different. They didn't have the talent around Mac where they could bring out the best from that group. Instead, you know, when he gets to Chicago, he has that supporting cast. And even though he's the lead singer or the front man of the band, I guess you can say, he does have some really, really talented guys around him. It's almost like the Beatles or something, or, you know, Led Zeppelin. So definitely just – a quality football team. Obviously, they had to clean up the offense, and you have to believe Pace is smart enough to do that. But so far, so good with Khalil Mack. I also want to touch on Colin Kaepernick. He gets $60 to $80 million in a settlement from the National Football League. The league didn't want to let everything play out in the courts, so they just settled out of court. Colin Kaepernick gets $60 to $80 million. Any way you slice it, that's a win for Colin Kaepernick. And then the Detroit Lions released Glover Quinn to save $6 million in cap space. It's been a brutal year for Lions fans because Bob Quinn, their GM, shipped out Golden Tate at the trade deadline, and now Glover Quinn leaves. Those are two stalwarts for the Detroit Lions. Two of their biggest playmakers. So if you're a Detroit fan, you're really hurt. And just with how everything, you know, panned out for the team, hasn't been good enough. Very, very unfortunate. But we'll see if Bob Quinn can use that cap space and use that third round pick he got for Golden Tate to, you know, propel the team to new heights. But right now, just stepping back, looking at it, you lost Golden Tate at the trade deadline. And then you lost Glover Quinn now because you released them for cat space. It's just tough. Those guys were two leaders in the locker room, and that team isn't looking as strong as it has been or has, you know, at sometimes in the past under Jim Caldwell. I'm John Kuzman, though. That's all I have. I appreciate it. Check out endzoneblog.com. I'm signing off. Sorry about the short episode today. We're having some technical difficulties, but thank you very much. Have a great day. Take care.